Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ree Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, insights, debates, discussions, lessons, covering a wide range of topics. So what's up today? Well, I turned to an article written by my wife, Beth Keating, at DisneyBizJournal.com. And this article talks about Walt Disney's patriotism being alive and well in Disney World today. Here it goes. Leaving the Emporium one afternoon several years ago, I unexpectedly came across a very brief but very heartwarming ceremony just steps from the Emporium's doors at the front of the Magic Kingdom. The Dapper Dans had gathered to sing some patriotic tunes, and at first I didn't realize they were the prelude to a special event. As a Dapper Dan fan, I stepped forward to hear them perform. The Dapper Dans were just the lead in that day to a flag retreat ceremony, a daily tribute to America and to our men and women in uniform that most park guests don't even know about. The ceremony still takes place today, while the American flag that has flown over the Magic Kingdom is retired for the night. According to the cast member I was recently standing next to in time to catch the ceremony again, the flag was recently lowered each day during COVID as well, even though the parks were closed and there were no park visitors there to see it happen. During the daily tribute, the Main Street Philharmonic brings out the brass and drums and accompanies the gathered crowd in the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner. The Pledge of Allegiance is recited, and a trumpet fanfare sounds the retreat as the American flag is lowered. The flag retreat ceremony is also an homage to our country's veterans for their service, and each day a visiting vet is chosen to be recognized during the ceremony and presented with the flag that flew over Disney World that day. The service member accompanies the Main Street Philharmonic as they parade down Main Street to the applause and thanks of assembled guests, playing the anthems of each branch of the armed forces. The entire ceremony lasts only 15 minutes at most, but it is a quiet and moving few moments in the middle of the frantic pace of the park. The retreat currently takes place at 5 p.m. at the center flagpole in Town Square in front of the train station. Times subject to change along with the sunset. Walt himself once declared, quote, "Actually, if you could see close in my eyes, the American flag is waving in both of them, and up my spine is glowing this red, white, and blue stripe," close quote. He also noted, quote, "I get red, white, and blue at times," close quote. And perhaps we can also remember Walt's gratitude that, quote, "I thank God and America for the right to live and raise my family under the flag of tolerance, democracy, and freedom," close quote. It's good to see that spirit still alive and well at Disney World. That was written by Beth Keating, entertainment parks reporter at DisneyBizJournal.com. Get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com, and please check out my signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. That includes a Disney planner, the to-do list solution. So if you want to get organized, inspired, have some fun every day, grab that. You can start using it any day during the year. You don't have to start on like January 1st. Please also consider my thrillers and mysteries and historical fiction. There are 19 Pastor Stephen Grant novels and counting. Cathedral and Alliance of St. Michael novel is the first book in that historical fiction series. I'm working on the second now. Again, paperback and Kindle editions are at Amazon, and signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. Finally, if you want to get your thinking clear on the economy with some quick reads, there are 3 weekly economist books that I've penned right now available. I hope you find value in some of this and all of this, and hey, have a magically productive day.